Well, good morning, everybody, and once again, a very happy Valentine's Day to you all. It is Tuesday morning, it is 11 o'clock, and it is time for our weekly market update with Manny Frangidakis. Joining Manny this morning is Stamati Sastra. Gentlemen, good morning, and again, happy Valentine's Day.
Hello.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Manny, I think the average consumer knows what the report today said. Inflation is high. Please give us the insights of how the market reacted, what did the market expect, what the actual numbers are, and what are we seeing as the reaction right now. Please enlighten.
Inflation continues to be persistent. This morning's CPI report is a little disheartening as we expected inflation to continue to drop. Now, it's heading in the right direction, but what it's showing in the numbers is that it's stickier than what was originally expected, and most likely we're going to be dealing with this throughout 2023. So you revised the prior month back up, meaning that they were hotter than the original report, and this month came in as expected, and particularly core, which is the most important component. So that means that we are not dropping quickly enough to at least reverse the course of monetary policy, and that is the key point here, is that it's looking less and less likely that you will see rate cuts in 2023, and the bond market presently is still pricing those in, which could be problematic for the market should they not occur. So this morning when the release came out, obvious reaction was you had a jump in bonds, so bonds went up a full point, you had a massive drop in yields. The dollar got crushed, and the market was down about 30 points from the original release. We've had some consolidation here as we approached and moved past the open. So it'll be interesting to see how the market handles this today and throughout the week. But as we mentioned last week, due to the precipitous rise in the indices and short order, the market is vulnerable presently from the current pricing.
Okay, so... I don't know if you had a chance to look at the specific numbers. Was anything, you mentioned core inflation, was anything unexpected there, like the food and energy was keeping high, or something more specific?
No, everything remains the same. The question is our policy. So, for example, the other big news yesterday was another release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserves, which we think potentially harms the economy down the road, because if we expect inflation to be persistent and if we expect to continue for demand to rise coming out of the post-COVID world, especially as we look east, we expect higher prices down the road. So it would have been more opportune to release those petroleum reserves later in the year, perhaps summer heading into an election. For the life of us, we can't fathom why we've done this, but it puts the U.S. economy in a weak position as we move forward in the years to come. As we are now, we just released 11% of the overall petroleum reserves. But as it relates to this morning numbers, nothing really stuck out. It's just that it continues to be a thorn in the market side, and that it's something that is going to be higher for longer, which means rates will remain higher for longer, and investors need to be prepared for that. So the focal point for today is if you have stuff in your portfolio that has advanced since the start of 2023 and you are not comfortable with it, this might be the best opportunity to start raising some cash and prepare for some volatility in the head. Because as we remove rate hikes from the back end of 2023, and as we expect an earnings correction due to optimistic forecasts and those numbers being realized, we expect that potentially to go retest the June lows of last year. And that will put the S&P around 3,500 a share. So, a pretty big drop from current prices.
Yeah. And what is your recommendation, people? What should specifically people to look to maybe liquidate? What would be your idea?
Yeah, I would get rid of everything in terms of large cap tech. I think I know people expect that, you know, we're going to go back to the pre-COVID environment and that we're going to go back to zero interest rate and growth at any cost. It's not the case. I think that large cap tech is going to take years to recover, years. So I think right now I would be allocating completely away from those. I would potentially even start allocating away from energy as those prices have been fully priced in. And I would look to go to value-oriented companies. We saw their outperformance in 2022. I don't think that is a one-year theme. I think we're looking at a multi-year sector or multi-year time period where that sector outperforms and small cap value. So You know, if you look at the small cap companies, they trade at a nominal valuation compared to the mid and large cap. So you can buy single digit price to earnings ratios with companies that have strong moats around their business. And then the other sector I would look at is commodities and hard assets. So having exposure to real estate, primarily in a private real estate fund, not a REIT. And then I would look to be allocated to precious metals, industrial metals, and everything else that's probably going to go up in an inflationary environment, which we believe will persist for years, not something in short order that gets corrected rather quickly.
Okay. The other interesting is the jobs. You know, we have a very robust labor market, and I think the conventional thinking was that you need to have high unemployment to reduce inflation, and obviously it's terrible, you know, people to lose their jobs, but it looks like there is unlikely pairs here, jobs reports and inflation.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I don't think that's the problem that's going to be easily corrected. Not that we want to see layoffs at a drastic rate, but obviously, to your point, that is something that massively deflates inflation. By presently, what we know to be true is companies are hoarding labor. They've been scarred for the last 2 to 3 years of what it took to onboard these employees and attract and retain them, that they're petrified to let them go and go through that exercise again. So they'd rather eat up their margins, which was now what we're seeing in the earnings reports, that they'd rather eat up margins than let go of labor in the event that we do come out of this rather quickly. So unfortunately, I don't think we're expecting a rise in the unemployment rate. I mean, even with the tech jobs that have been front and center on the headlines, these companies massively hired the last 5 years while their profit margins didn't really grow. So for them to cut at this point doesn't mean that their businesses aren't growing anymore. It means that they had the opportunity to because how quickly and robustly they hired the last few years. When you look at Main Street and you look at your mom and pop employees, they're cutting jobs right now. It's because payroll has gotten too expensive and the margins have been eaten up already too much. Everybody else doesn't want to go through that period of time again where they couldn't find labor. So unfortunately, I don't see an upshot in the unemployment rate as a rescue mechanism for the market.
Very, very good report. Very interesting information, Manny. A lot happened this past week, that's for sure. And you're on top of it.
Yeah.
Really on top of it.
We've got a lot more coming. I mean, the next couple months are going to be super interesting. As originally said, in 2023, we expected an upshot in the first half, followed by a down market in the second half, where the market essentially ends up unchanged from where we ended 2022. Now, that potentially might be best case scenario. If we do start to see weaker growth, if we do start to see the economy truly slow down, we could be hitting recession sooner than later.
Very, very good. Ladies and gentlemen, Manny Frangidakis, any closing comments, gentlemen? Stamati and Manny, and of course, football, it was a very, shall we say, entertaining game.
Extremely entertaining game. I think from a product standpoint, the NFL got exactly what they were looking for. Now, do I think that some calls made the outcome of the game clear? Absolutely. I think that, you know, they did let a couple plays potentially determine the outcome, and you never want to see that happen, but close game. A lot of teams made plays. A lot of teams made mistakes. And congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on winning their second title in the last 5 years.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Stamati?
That's it. I think Manny hit it on the head. Don't be surprised if the market goes down to 3,500. And Manny gave you the warning, full warning. So either you sit back and wait long term, or now is the time to have some serious conversations, and Manny's the guy to have them with.
Absolutely. And again, ladies and gentlemen, to contact Manny Frangidakis, 617-212-8343-617-212-8343. Give it a little Greek numbers as well. 617-212-8343. Manny Stamati, thank you very much. Have yourselves a terrific week. And we'll be back next Tuesday at 11 a.m. right here for Market Update on WNTN Grecian Echoes with Manny Frangidakis and 12 Points Wealth Management. Thanks, gentlemen. Have a great day. Yes.
Thank you, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.